And now this is a dictation for Cheryl. Is a C H E R Y L L Nordin, N O R D I N, September 30, 1956, addresses a letter to Angela Jensen, J E N S E N, and P 463-2824. Dear Mrs. Jensen, a follow-up for Mrs. Nordin, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, bipolar disorder, no exposure to lithium. Last visit in November, comes in person, uses dark glasses because of migraine, doing physical therapy, and wears a cervical collar. She used to drink alcohol, but discontinued 2 years ago, mostly vodka. There has been no documented chronic liver disease. February, March, was treated for colitis, requiring antibiotics, intravenous fluid, and morphine for pain control, no surgery required. In that opportunity, there were problems of sodium electrolyte abnormalities. Presently, gastrointestinal symptoms are resolved, weight is stabilizing, appetite is good, urine output without problems, no infection, cloudiness of blood, still doing physical therapy from a prior car accident 3 years ago, denied chest pain palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PMD. Next paragraph, medication list review of the HCTC at the time of low sodium concentration, of the losartan from prior potassium and renal failure. The only blood pressure right now will be metoprolol. Blood pressure today, 128/60 on the left side. She's alert or intestine 3, attentive, no respiratory distress, no gross skin mucosal abnormalities, wears a soft collar neck, no RAL Wiese's consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia pericardial rap gallop, no abdominal distension, ascites, masses, tenderness. I don't see peripheral edema. She's able to walk without problems. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine improved from last year 1.7, presently down to 1.5 and 1.3. Normal electrolytes, mild degree of metabolic acidosis, a normal calcium albumin phosphorus. Present GFR 42 stage 3. Malanemia 11.4 with a normal white blood cell and platelets. I review the discharge summary, February 26 to March First, after discharge, there has been a CT scan, abdomen pelvis without contrast, kidneys without obstruction, no abnormalities. The prior diverticulitis resolved. There has been no perforation or fluid collection abscess. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, improve. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, volume overload, and no indication for dialysis. Monitor blood tests every 3 months, come back in 6 months. Next number, low sodium concentration at the time of diverticulitis and exposure to HCTC discontinue. I don't see an indication for sodium tablets. She's going to decrease it from twice a day to once a day, and in a week to stop it. We will monitor blood pressure. We will monitor electrolytes and kidney function after that. Next number, bipolar disorder, never exposed to lithium. Next number, hypertension, well controlled on minimal medications. Next number, diabetes. Next number, obesity. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, asymptomatic, no treatment. Next number, metabolic acidosis on bicarbonate replacement. Alicia discussed with the patient, end of dictation.